Good morning to you all here this morning. In the name of Jesus, this is Brother Wilmer Kaufman again with the devotional. 484-919-8850. A verse to look at this morning is found in 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We do live in a fallen world, and there's many temptations around us. There's many trials and tribulations around us in our everyday life. But there's a promise here. It says God is faithful, and he's not going to tempt us beyond anything that has been tempted by other people, and they have overcome that as well. There's another place where it talks about Jesus and how he was tempted with every temptation that we will ever be tempted with. And there's another place where Jesus said to Peter, the devil is going to sift you like wheat. There's a reason why Satan is not in hell yet, and whether it's God's will that we have trials or whether it's Satan sifting us, either way, the trials that we face are made to strengthen us and to deepen our faith root into our Heavenly Father, into that solid rock. God will not give us a greater trial or a temptation that he sees that we are able to withstand. He will always make an escape. Always. And in my younger years, I've wondered about those that died for their faith and how did they escape. But as I'm getting older, as the years have gone by, I'm beginning to understand that to escape from this world would actually be a way of escape. You know, if we really believe that being with him forever and ever throughout all eternity, it's going to be a beautiful place to be, to spend all of eternity with him, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our Heavenly Father, in his life and life and freedom, to enjoy and to be in that presence for all of eternity. That would mean in 1,000,000 years from now, we would still be in his presence. So he will always make an escape, yes, even if it means death. We live in a time where people are giving their lives for the sake of Christ more than ever before. And if you live in America, you may not understand that. But if you start looking and watching the news, and you start reading up on some of these areas, these countries away from the United States, there are more people giving their lives for Christ today than ever before. There's never been this amount of people being killed for the name of Jesus Christ's sake. And when we look at this, you know, in some ways, the way we live here in America, we cannot fathom that. We can hardly imagine that. But if we really think about the reward of those that give their lives rather than recanting from believing in Jesus Christ, that was somewhat of a side note there, coming back to he will give us a way to bear it. Going back to those that have died, in Hebrews it talks about how this world is not worthy of those that gave their lives for his sake. And many of those people that have been burned at stake or have been beheaded or however they were martyred, they were given a peace. They were given a strength that we don't understand. There's no way for us to ever experience that grace beforehand, but I believe if we walk in Christ, he will give us grace in whatever we might face. We will be able to bear it, whether it's much less than being burned at stake or being beheaded or martyred or killed for his name's sake. Even if it's something less, as we walk through that grace, or as we walk through the temptation and trials that we need to walk through today, on a milder and yet a very real thing to talk about is if there's a loved one that dies, to walk through that time in his grace. His grace is sufficient for those times, and those times can bring us closer to him have our faith deepen in him. Here's a verse in 1 Peter 5:8-9. With the trials and things that we need to walk through in the days that we live in, we can be tempted to give up. We can almost be tempted and wondering if it's worth going on. But there's a reminder here that I would just like to read here through 1 Peter 5:8-9. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." We do have an enemy, the serpent, the devil, there are times when things are allowed by God for him to achieve in our lives. And yes, he comes as a roaring lion. He is seeking whom he may devour. Our encouragement to one to another should be to that we stay strong, regardless of what we're seeing, regardless of what we're experiencing, regardless of what's happening today, to keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes focused on the one whom we want to spend eternity with forever and ever. You know, the trials that we face are either going to make us bitter or better. Rather than giving up, to look to our Father, to continue to stay in his presence as we go through these trials is so important. Here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than the gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might it be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. Let's encourage each other to continue to stay in the presence of our Heavenly Father as we walk through trials. You have your trials, I have my trials, and everyone that we meet has trials in their life. And just to encourage each other to continue to look to Him, to look to Jesus, to trust in our Heavenly Father and His grace to pull us through. That's my wish and desire for you as well as for myself, that you would continue to walk in His grace, in His presence, knowing that these things are only a season, knowing that these trials will make us better and more pure because of the fires and trials and tribulations that we need to walk through to draw us near to God, to cause us to walk with character and the things that we need as tools as we go through this world with the roaring lion about us. We can choose when we recognize that the devourer, the roaring lion, is around us. We can always flee to the Father and hide in that rock. That's my desire for you and for myself. May the Lord bless you in this as we continue to abide in the rock in a world that's shaking around us.